This is Jordan Clarkson, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
While the Dallas Mavericks trade to acquire Kyrie Irving has had the attention of the NBA world over the last 24 hours, there are still games to be played. And it was the Jazz who got a crack at the shorthanded Mavericks, who were playing without superstar Luka Doncic and newly acquired Kyrie Irving. However, the Jazz fell victim to a cold winter night in Salt Lake, shooting a season-low 19% from three in a 124-111 loss. This is Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Outlet to Conley. He gives a signal, now lobs it. Markkanen, right-hand hammer!
On a night that Utah struggled to get anything going from deep, they did have seven players reach double figures, led by Jordan Clarkson's 26 points.
Tipped by Kessler, back to Clarkson. He puts up the right-hand push shot and scores it. Clarkson driving. Powers into the McKinley right, the fourth, who's under 6 feet tall. Scores through him. Right-hand hook up and in for Jordan Clarkson. Linick hands it off to Clarkson, drives, in on Christian Wood, comes up the reverse side, scores over him. Wow.
The Jazz came out ready to play in the first quarter. They used a 25-6 run over 6.5 minutes to build the lead to 15. As part of that extended run, here is David Locke and Ron Boone picking it up with 4:15 left in the first quarter and the Jazz leading 23-18.
Collins, hard attack to the rack, draws the foul, and finishes Collin Sexton. Immediately showing his superpower, the first step, drive to the hoop. 26-18, Christian Wood drives in the body of Udoka. Azubuike misses a shot, turnaround, great rebound by Udoka. That's a skill he's developed there. He didn't used to do that very well. Pass up top to Bees. Bees drops it, now collects himself, realizes no one's around him, fires a three and misses. Rebound comes down to the Mavericks. Lawson, their other two-way players in the game now. Wood, three from the top, no good. Rebound, Lawson out hustling the Jazz. Pinson, back out right side. McKinley right for three, misses. Beasley rebounds. 26-18 Jazz. Sexton, low right-hand dribble. Cross the court, pass to Clarkson. Catches, drives the baseline, cut off. Keeps it alive, comes from the near side. Flips it up with the right hand, misses. Christian Wood, went to high school in Henderson, Nevada. Bounced around a lot. Got cut from a Chinese team and realized his career was just about over. Revitalized his career in Detroit, but they decided not to sign him. Here's McKinley, right, reads the laces, launches the three, misses. 26-18 Utah. Beasley, white shoes, green shoelaces on one side, pink on the other. To Rudy Gay, swings through on the diminutive right, puts up the right-hand shot, and scores on right.
The Jazz built the lead to 33-18 before letting the Mavs clap back with a 14-0 run of their own. On a night that Dallas was down their usual stars, Josh Green and rookie second-round pick Jaden Hardy both set career highs of 29 points.
Hardy, step back three, left corner over Abaji is good. He could have a big night. Kinley right, left corner Green, who's been really hot this year. And the Mavericks lead it by three. Hardy shakes Sexton. Sexton goes down. Hardy from the top of the key hits. The Jazz are down 12. Driving on Rudy Gay, kick to the corner to Green. Nobody rotates out. He's wide open. He hits.
The fourth quarter got off to a back-and-forth start. The Jazz led 98-97 before the Mavs took off on a 14-3 run. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone on the call with the pivotal fourth-quarter stretch.
7:32 to play. Hardy kicks to the corner. It's Green. It's a three, and Dallas leads.
Jazz trying to put up a fight here.
100-98.
You're going to have to do it on the defensive end.
Olynyk, three ball, right side, back rimmed it, no good. Loose ball, rebound, Josh Green out with it. Josh Green in and out, right hand dribble, spins on Conley, throws it back up top. Good defense by the Jazz, getting to the rim first in transition. 7 minutes to play, Dallas by two. Hardy, top to Bullock, back to Hardy, spins Olynyk around on a back cut, fires the three and hits. And they outscored the Mavericks by 12 in the first quarter. And since then, have been outscored by 17 points and trail by five with 6:41 left in the fourth. Sexton, Olynyk, Markkanen, Beasley, and Kessler. Beasley left side, Dallas really into the Jazz defensively. Beasley tries a three, it gets blocked by Powell. Jazz have no room to move right now. Dallas, Jason Kidd's got them motivated and feeling it. Here's Josh Green having a career night with 27. Gives to Hardy, attacks the rack. Kessler blocks it out of bounds. Hardy, guarded by Sexton, comes off a big Powell pick, and Sexton goes into his body and draws the foul. 6:09 to play. Green guarded by Olynyk. This is a mismatch, not for the Jazz benefit. Green driving, stops, 15-foot jumpers, easy. Remember the other night when Alex Jensen said in the scouting report, you can't let him have practice shots?
Right.
That's a practice
shot. Exactly what they're getting here right now. Dinwiddie came in here and got 36, even though the Jazz won that ball game, 108 to 100.
And Jazz throw it away. Jazz are on the wrong side of an 8-0 run, down 7 with 5:41 to play. Green calls for the pick. Olynyk starts the possession guarding Green. Top to Hardy. Sexton defending. Hardy, a second-round pick, highly touted out of high school. Drives the lane. Flares it out to Green, their leading scorer. He shoots the three. Air ball. Shot clock violation. Ball hit the rim. Three Jazz players put their finger in the air like it was a shot clock violation. The Mavericks went and got the rebound. 13 on the shot clock. I don't think it did hit the rim. Jazz don't review it. It did not hit the rim. Bullock. Top to Powell. Hand off to Hardy. Hardy shakes right, goes left. Gets it back to Powell. Gets it right back. Lobs to Powell. Intercepted and knocked away by Kessler. Down by 7. Marking it on the run. Clarkson had a brutal third quarter. 0 for 6 with 2 turnovers. Working the top. Swings to Lowry. Contested 3. No good. Jazz are not getting good looks. Dallas just in their shorts.
Well, they're the quicker of the group.
And Jazz are 6 of 27 from 3. They were 3 of 7 in the first quarter. They're 3 of their last 20 from 3. Green driving into the body of Olynyk. Baseline J. No. Markkanen and battling for the rebound. Clarkson has it. Down 7 with 4:36 to play. Clarkson driving into Green. Hands to Kessler. Slam dunk and a foul. Walker's free throw's good. Nice. Down by 4. Clutch time without their guy, Luka. Without Spencer Dinwiddie. Hardaway comes off a pick, pulls into an easy 13-footer and hits it.
Kind of a fake handoff. Jazz didn't respond. He gets an easy 10-footer.
And a whistle down low and an offensive foul on Lowry Markkanen. Green and Hardaway playing a two-man game off a Powell pick now. Green drives Conley in the lane, hands to Powell. Ball fakes once, gets Kessler in the air and a foul. Hardy picks up Conley at 94 feet, then Conley falls to the ground and turns it over. And Mike has not gotten up yet, and Bullock dunks it.
Lowry Markkanen came into tonight having scored 20 points in 20 straight games. He came up 1 point shy of extending his streak to 21, finishing with 19 points.
High curl by Markkanen in the lane for an easy layup. Left baseline drive for Lowry Markkanen. Stop and pop is good. Boy, the array of skills that he has is just awesome. Pass lobbed inside, stolen by Markkanen. Coast to coast, big steps to the rack, lays it up and in, Lowry.
The Jazz find themselves hanging on to the 10th spot in the ever-so-changing Western Conference. They have a big opportunity on Wednesday night to climb the standings with the 8th-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves in town. Don't miss your chance to cheer on the Jazz for their continued playoff push. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. Until next time, I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.